Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Broads. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm not doing anything else to plug right now, so just find me here. I am co-hosting this episode, this very special episode, with the one, the only, the gorgeous, the thin, the talented, the handsome, the guy with hair, Mr. Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain Podcast and the Real Housewares of New York, which you can find on YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm great. I'm just adjusting my microphone here that you might see on camera because this is Crap is on Demand. And I was just about to say, your angle is looking wonderful today. And I never noticed your lovely rug that you have. That was, in fact, I'm going to close that. I'm going to disappear for a second again so people can see that rug that's down there.
That's a nice chevron pattern rug.
It's wonderful.
What do you think of that? I got that at Home Goods.
Lucky. God, I would love to go to Home Goods. I would love. Actually, you know what's funny is that my rug is also from Home Goods. Do I dare lift up my laptop so people can see the rug?
I want to see a rug. I love seeing a
it's
rug.
It's the same one. It's my living room rug.
Oh, I love that. I used to actually have a rug like that, like that color. Oh, yeah, I've seen that rug. I love that rug.
I'm like, I can't. You can sort of see it there.
I used to have that kind of a rug. It was more of a shag rug, but it was that color. And I had it when Bueller was a puppy, and he always tried to pee on it, I think, because it looked like grass.
Yeah.
So I had to get rid of that. But anyway, guys, this show's not about rugs, okay? It is about people on the ocean. Okay, it's a show about below deck, okay? So thank you for joining us on Below Deck Day. You know, a couple weeks ago, as you guys know, I was like, I'm done with Below Deck. Nothing's happening. Yeah. It's back-to-back Below Deck seasons. It's like Below Deck after Below Deck. We haven't had a Below Deck break for months now, okay? It went sailing right into Mediterranean, right into Below Deck. I was over it. They weren't making any effort. I was like, I quit. I threw down my choice in the sandbox, and I walked off. I was like, I'm never covering that again. And then you guys were like, yes, you are. And then we came back, and it's great.
I'm not going to lie, Ronnie. I knew we'd be going back to it within a week. I just knew because Below Deck. Okay, so Below Deck always, especially when there's like a lot of new people, it takes a few weeks to sort of get going. And you're in the beginning, you're just sort of like watching things, but you start to get to know the people, the personalities, and then it gets its claws into you every single season. So I knew when you were like, "This season's boring." I was like, "Yeah, it's not amazing," but I knew I was like, "We're going to be back in like a week." and we were, and we are, and I'm glad we are, because now the season is where it needs to be. I am really so proud of Francesca because she has now been worn down and like become the bitter first stew that we want in that position, you know? So she's reaching where she wants to be. We got a lot of drama. This episode was great. This was like a great, great episode. And the funny thing was in the first like 5 or 10 minutes of the episode, I was saying to myself, you know, Francesca is like a good first stew. I don't know if she's someone that like I don't know if Below Deck is going to call her back next season. She's not a Kate or a Hannah. You know, I don't know if she's going to be someone we bring back season after season. But then in my mind, I go, but you know who I could really see becoming a new like anchor for this show with Captain Lee? It's Rachel. I think that she'll be back. Like she'll be the new Kate Chastain. And I should have known that whenever I do that on The Great British Bake Off or on Top Chef, I cause that character to leave. And I should have known the moment I had that thought that I had cursed Rachel.
Well, it's depressing because, you know, for those of you who don't know, she leaves. Spoiler alert. But it's depressing because she's so good on the show, and she basically made the show
she's
good today.
Favorite.
Like, she made it good. So she's leaving. They cannot let her leave. They have to, like, run to the airport and strap her to a donkey and bring her back, you know?
Yeah. I'm, like, shocked because we saw it in the previews from last week. We saw it in the trailer. You see it even at the top of this episode where she tells Captain Lee, go fuck yourself. And I'm like, okay, we've been down this road before. This is creative editing. She's probably talking theoretically as if she was talking to the guest or whatever. But no. And I was like, wow, this episode is – there's a lot. And we're not – the fact that this could somehow like upstage the fact that Elizabeth nearly killed the crew, she nearly poisoned them to death. That just shows how good this episode was.
Yeah, suddenly got really good. So here we are. This episode is called Runaway Schiff. And we open with Shane Lee to the bridge, please. I'm chewing on the antenna of my radio right now in a disappointed fashion.
I sometimes sprinkle it with sugar, so it reminds me of Cheerios in the morning. I call it my Cheerio antenna.
One little Cheerio on the tip. Have a seat there, Sunshine. We need to have a conversation. All right, now, learning curve's really steep on a boat. And Shane's like, I'm learning that. I'm learning about learning curves right now. It's crazy.
Oh, there is a learning curve to learn about learning curves. Yeah, it's very meta. So Captain Lee's like, well, a lot of people underestimate the amount of work that goes in here. And I just don't have time for you to catch up, okay?
Yeah.
And then
here's some things I've got time for. All right, here's a multiple choice for you. All right. I have time for A, Cheerios, B, babysitting, or C, my socks are wet. All right, choose. Cheerios? Yeah, I got time for Cheerios. I don't got time for babysitting. God damn it, get out.
Here, okay. Let me give you my top 10 list of things that I don't have time for, okay? Babysitting. Watching a guardrail get washed a second time, salt on windows, wet socks, broken ribs.
People without their shirts on.
People without their shirts on. Ropes during docking that are not being held appropriately. Fenders that are out or not out at inappropriate times. And lastly, the thing that I don't have time for, your gorgeous, gorgeous hair. Okay? There, I said it.
Well, you gave yourself quite a list there. 10.
I didn't think I was going to get beyond 3. I was like, at 3, I'm just going to be like a joke. Be like, that's it.
You gave yourself a mountain to climb, and you did it.
I was like, actually, it's pretty easy when you think about the things that Captain Lee doesn't have time for. It's like pretty easy to compile that list off the top of your head.
So Eddie's like, well, like Dad said, you're a good guy, but sleeping in, taking naps in the middle of cleanups, and then this morning, missing an alarm, that is the final straw. Another thing I can't take, final straws. Give me my goddamn straws back.
You know what I like? I like a first straw, okay? I don't like the final straw, because after you pull the final straw, you got nothing left in the container, and you got to drink the drink from the rim.
Get me started on paper straws, right, kid?
Listen, you're just not getting it done for me, okay? So Eddie's going to help you get your stuff together, and we'll have someone to get to the airport. And then they go, all right, let's go.
And Shane's like, I feel empty. I feel like a vacuum sucked up everything inside of me. Well, congratulations, because that imaginary vacuum just did more work than you ever did.
I know. It's called liposuction, by the way. So Shane's like, well, I did learn a lot from this boat. And by the way, Shane also, he goes, oh, and he puts his hands up and like his hair goes up. And I was like, man, I hope he's not too worried, because he has the sort of hair that's just going to take him places, whether he's competent or not. That hair is pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's like a cute, like white blonde guy with tons of hair, and he's thin. Like, I'm literally worried the least about him that I ever have of somebody getting kicked off.
He will be just the belle of the ball at whatever coffee shop he winds up working at. So, so Lee's like, listen, okay, you don't get a participation trophy in yachting, okay? You didn't do what you say you're gonna do. Yachting's not all fun and games. I'll tell you what yachting is. Yachting is Cheerios and almost crashing out of dock, but everything's fine.
I'd like to think that Captain Sandy is sitting at home watching this going, you may not get a participation trophy, but you do get a certificate comparing you to wind.
Okay. Shane, if you were wind, I would say that you are one of those little fans that you hold that goes around and around and around. You put it around your head. They give them out for free at a baseball game, and you feel like you're getting cooled off. But guess what? It's not doing anything. That's you, Shane.
So he's out. Shane's out. See ya, sucker. So 36 hours later, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, Rachel just going, that's despicable, disgusting, go fuck yourself, I'm out.
Well, why don't you talk to them? Why don't you go fuck yourself? I'm out.
And Rachel has this look when she gets mad that something stinks. Like, she shows her top teeth, and she's just like...
She gets that like Frances McDormand level rage, you know, like it's a very specific type of rage that like really only Frances McDormand can do, but now Rachel can do it too, you know, where like you feel like Frances McDormand has just like walked into your store and said like, who runs this place? And you're like, ah, I want to speak to that person.
So Francesca is talking to Eddie, and she's like, what's going on? And he's like, Shane's leaving us. Dad's dead. And she's like, well, this is your ring, and if you don't cut it, you don't cut it.
You have to, if you don't cut the mustard, hey, that's a foreshadow to the type of toxic gas that Elizabeth is going to try to poison us all with. By the way, this was the week that I first noticed that Francesca has a nickname. They all call her Chess.
Yeah.
So
Chess.
Chess, which is kind of cool.
I wouldn't want that nickname. I feel like it's just an insurmountable game. You know, and all these people watching The Queen's Gambit who are like, oh my God, I love The Queen's Gambit. I'm totally getting a chessboard for Christmas. Congratulations. You're going to feel stupid as fuck for the next year, okay?
Yeah.
Netflix is like, wow, Queen's Gambit, the best show ever. Look how it's empowering women. Not after everybody gets the damn chess game and feels like an idiot, okay?
Yeah. I would be okay with some chess cake or chess pie.
Or Chess the Musical. Now, there's a musical.
Yeah, there we go.
Daddy!
There we
go. There's like a whole song of daddy issues in that show. Pity the child who
lost his mama. Isn't there like that super famous song from Chess that became like a
one
pop song?
One night in Bangkok and the world your oyster.
I never would have thought that song came from Chess.
There you go.
Eddie James, can you pull Shane's surfboard out of the locker? Why did Shane bring a surfboard onto this yacht?
He's Shane. You know, it's like you can't fit underwear in your suitcase, but you can bring a damn surfboard, okay? Yeah. So then Elizabeth is like, how did I know that he was getting fired? I could just like feel it. Yeah, you're really psychic, Elizabeth. It was the crystals. I'm sure it was the crystals and not the constant berating on the radio that you were hearing.
Yeah, what I wonder why she thought he was getting fired. Was it the fact that he slept 90 minutes in past his shift and then was called up to the wherever Captain Lee's office is? Was that what it was? Was that what that premonition was?
Yeah. So Shane is packing up his stuff and Eddie comes in the room and Shane's like, well, I know by the end of the season, I would have like exceeded your expectations. And Eddie's like, not good enough. I needed that two charters ago.
Which is like kind of dick because in the first episode, Eddie's like, I know you're new, but as long as you're open to learning, I will have all the time in the world for you. And now he's like, oh, I needed you to be ready 2 charters ago. I'm like, well, it's kind of mixed messages. Although, yeah. I mean, for sure, he deserved to be fired.
Yeah. And then there we have the Shane is such a sweetheart montage. And it's basically Shane just rapping really badly. Like, look, if you do everything else badly and your comic relief is rapping, learn to rhyme things, you know?
Yeah, seriously. So then they're hugging him goodbye and Aisling is like, well, keep in touch, which is funny because they're never going to talk after this, like once this is done, because I did finally see a clip of Shane on Watch Happens Live from last week when Andy was like, so what's your favorite hair product? And he's like, next question. And I was like, oh, you're never coming back to Bravo. Aisling will never see you again.
So everybody is saying bye to him. And Elizabeth, of course, is that person who has to cry and make it all about herself. She's like, oh, it's like, oh, let's comfort you now, lady with the job. And then Francesca's like, you know what? I'm going to get Rachel. I'm sure Rachel really wants to say bye to you. I'll be back. So she goes downstairs and she's like, Rachel, Shane is on the F deck if you want to say bye. And she's like,
he's good. He's good. He made his bed.
She's like, yeah, I'm good. I don't need to. Like, what am I gonna be like, miss you? Like, she's like, she doesn't care about Shane. He's not even in her department. She probably never talked to him once, you know.
She saw one girl in the office who's like, yeah, I don't need to sign a birthday card. Fuck that. I don't even know that fucking person. No, I'm not paying 50 cents for my share of it either. Go fuck yourself.
And you know what? I believe that Frances McDormand would have said the exact same thing. Frances McDormand would be like, why would I hug this? Why would I hug the intern at our company who's leaving? No. So Shane is like, well, you know, if I could have done something any differently, I would have learned all my knots, you know. But hey, I'm getting picked up by my girlfriend. I'm heading to the closest beach. And, you know, overall, I'd chalk it up as a success. And I'm proud of myself, except for oversleeping and the Laz and the Fenders and the docking. And I'm like, of course Shane would somehow see this as he failed at everything. He learned nothing. He couldn't even learn to do the knots. And he was fired on national TV, and somehow it's a success for him.
Yep. That's how you win. You just see everything is a win.
Yeah.
So it's called delusion. It works. Look at me. Feeling great.
The secret.
So Elizabeth is like, I'm feeling disheartened, to be honest, because it's a little bit militaristic.
I don't think she even knows what militaristic means at this point. I mean, but then again, she is the one who did create mustard gas on the boat, so maybe she does know what it means.
And so she's, she's waxing poetic about Shane's loss. And Elizabeth, Francesca, meanwhile, is trying to get her on the radio, and she doesn't have her radio on. And so Francesca finally has to come up and get her, and she's like, "Oh, I've been calling you. Have you done the cupboards yet? You need to do the cupboards."
Yeah, and then she's like, "Well, I'm doing all the other stuff you told me to do," which is kind of a fresh response for someone who's like failing at their job. And then Francesca's like, "Yeah, whatever, do the cupboards." And then Francesca leaves, and Elizabeth is like, it's not as if I'm like sitting here dancing. I'm like, you are literally sitting there just bitching about something instead of doing your job right now. Yeah. Like, stop. Like, I can't. She's driving me nuts. She's literally driving me nuts now.
I know. And I feel bad because she seems so nice. Like, I don't want her to drive
so
me
nice.
Nuts, you know, but she does drive me nuts. So yeah. Izzy is talking to James, and they're, you know, doing their banter, their moonlighting banter. And she's like, I'm used to you. We're practically married now, aren't we? We're practically married. And I was like, oh, poor Izzy. No, Izzy. Yeah.
So then Eddie has like, I think, a really not motivational pep talk with him, because Izzy and James have been doing a good job and Shane was the one who was really failing. And so Eddie, who even last week was like, "You guys are doing a good job. You guys, I just want you to know everything that's going wrong. It's Shane, it's not you guys." And now he's like, "Just so you know, when Captain said people are not working up to their potential, he's only talking about deck crew. He's only talking about deck crew." And he's like, "I don't want to fire you guys. I like you guys, okay? And I don't want to get in the middle of your weird relationship, but just want to know, you guys are doing a terrible job."
Yeah, he's talking
like,
about
what sort
you.
Of pep talk is that?
Yeah, Eddie's such a dick. And also, these poor people are understanding what it's like to be Elizabeth, where you look like you're doing a really good job until the really terrible people leave, and then you're stuck being the terrible one. But by the way, Eddie's always like leaning back with his foot on something, not really anything.
He's always just like trying to be cool. Like, he's just like, he's like the terrible camp counselor, you know?
Yeah, he's that guy that like when something stressful happens or someone calls him out, he yawns. Mm. You know, he's like, "That doesn't bother me. Look at me, I'm yawning."
He's the lifeguard at the pool who swirls his whistle one way and then swirls it the other and walks back and goes, hey, you can't do that." I'm like, "I'm just swimming, you know? Get off your, be done with your power trip, Eddie."
Yeah, lifeguard. Eddie. So Rachel is texting Vincenzo. It's like, "I miss you. I miss you so much. I miss you so fucking much. God damn it, I fucking miss you, Vincenzo."
I know. It's like 99% of my stress is that I miss my boyfriend.
Oh. And Francesca's like, "Oh, sweetheart, I can be your boyfriend in a non-sexual way." And she's like, "Oh my god, but it's like this guy like totally understands me. It's like the Rachel Whisperer. It's like my first time having a relationship with someone who lives on land." I'm like, "What are you, the little fucking
Ariel.
Mermaid?"
Like, okay, Ariel. I just want to be part of your fucking cooter world.
Part of your cooter.
Under the sea. That's where some fucking asshole's going to be.
She is going so crazy. I could see her combing her hair with a fork.
I really could.
Because she is like, just losing it this whole episode.
And
I mean, it starts right at the beginning and she just goes downhill.
There's, you know, in some ways, Captain Lee has like a passing resemblance to the seagull on Little Mermaid, like in an adorable way, you know, like cute white hair, you know, et cetera. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, when he's shirtless, he's very like Triton.
Oh, like, yes. Yes. He can play many roles.
Yeah. So Eddie is like, "What the fuck is taking James so long to do the starboard side, Dan?" And so now begins the James sucking segment. Yeah, and then we cut to Captain Lee. "Norma, hey, it's me, King Triton here. Gonna need a little help."
I'm glad. For some reason in my mind, now that Below Deck Meta is over, I like could not remember what Norma's name was. In my mind, it was Amelia. I was like, it's not Amelia. It's Norma. Not Amelia. Norma. Thank you, Norma.
I just need you to send someone over that can do their food.
Right, your food. Norma? I think it's going to be Avery. Avery, okay? Because he was the one who left on the first episode. I think they're going to bring him back.
As a replacement
For Shane.
For Shane.
Or maybe for Rachel, too. Who knows what he can do.
Yeah, he's cooking. Because, yeah, he was the know-it-all of that season, so he could probably do it all. What if it's Rocky?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Be really great.
Ironing the captain's pants!
So then Francesca sees the bar outside and it's messy. And she's like, oh my God. So she's like, she calls all the stews and she goes, all right, I just want to have a sit with you guys. I just wanted to brief you on the chatter. Aisling, you're killing it with the laundry all the time with a smile on your face. It seems like you can do anything. I love the way you're able to actually make cocktails while also folding laundry. That's amazing. The fact that you're able to make that bed while also serving dinner at the exact same time. I never knew a stew could do that, but you did that. So really great job. And Elizabeth?
I need you to stay behind. Oh, I mean, that's just so shitty. She could have just pulled Elizabeth to the side. She's like doing an extra power trip just to be extra nasty to Elizabeth. And I will say this for Elizabeth, which I can't believe it, because I'm sticking up for somebody. But compared to all the other people who do terrible jobs on the show, at least she's doing something, you know? Like, she's at least trying.
Trying, and, well, I mean, I don't think you get credit for doing something when you almost kill half the cast of the show.
Okay.
It's not the same.
So she's like, oh, I need you to stay behind after class. Now, listen, the charter guests are the most important people, and if the service side is down, it reflects on me. And last night was a perfect example when I said check on the guests every 10 minutes, and that's the reason I'm staying up, and I feel like I shouldn't have to stay up. You know what? Hold on, Elizabeth. Would you hold on? Elizabeth, go away. Now, Elizabeth, stay here, please. Stay behind. But there was no one else here, so I had to make you do it twice.
Right. Listen, you know, I went to that bar and there was ashtrays and buckets and there was a dead fish back there, an actual dead fish. All right. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get second stew out of you, Elizabeth. Okay. And I need you to be proactive. No. I'm not saying order proactive. Your skin is wonderful. I'm saying I need you to be proactive.
And Elizabeth's like, oh my God, seriously? Oh my God, please don't fire me. Oh my God, are you going to fire me? Am I getting fired right now? Please don't fire me. I really care. I care. I really care.
There are things that I just need to work on, and there are things I need to get better at, and to help me, I put 5 crystals in my bra, okay?
I mean, Francesca's a Gemini. She's got, like, 2 sides to her, so I need to, like, please both sides of her.
I was like, what is this weird astrology? It's like a mix of astrology and, like, prostitution, like, trying to figure out how to please both. No, just do your job, okay? Just make the best better.
Also, it's not two-faced. If she's nice to someone who does her job well and mean to someone who does her job poorly, that's not two sides. That's just
that's a single face. Yeah.
Pretty simple side.
Yeah, it's one side. So it's 5:39 because cleaning, it's below cleaning, deck, cleaning. So we can never just be on an even number. Okay.
No,
it's 5:39.
Never. 5:39. And Izzy's crying in her bunk. And Jim's like, are you all right? And she's like, yeah, I'm just letting out stress. That's how I do it. I cry to let out my stress. And he's like, oh, okay.
Well, I masturbate, which is interesting because it's kind of crying through your penis. Should I do that right now? It's like, no.
So she's crying because she's afraid she's going to get fired. Like, great pep talk, Eddie. Great, great pep talk. And then it's all related to the fact that she's like, well, my parents were together and they used to call me Bobby. That's what my name was. Here's some pictures of me from 1963, which is sort of strange because I'm only 22.
Just so you believe my story, here's some horrifying bangs of a 5-year-old.
Here's me when my head used to look like a house from the Smiths. So, but then when she was 17, her parents broke up and she got anxiety. And that's why she's crying to this day.
Wow. So Eddie's like, are you coming? And she's like, just crying about divorce. I'll be out in a second. So then Izzy is telling James, she's like, did you leave the toilet seat up? And he's like, you left your bastard towel on it. I've still got one of your hairs hanging out my cornhole. All right. Shut your face.
And Rachel's like, I just want to get wasted tonight. I'm really, really want to get wasted. And Eddie's like, me too. We're going to stay up till 8:30.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. So now they get into the vans. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anything really happens too much in the vans, does it?
The only thing that happens, Eddie asks Francesca what sort of body she likes in a guy, and she likes them all, so that's like whatever. And then Eddie does a patronizing, like, cheers to the badass women that run this charter. I'm like, you still we still remember you gaslighting Rocky in season three, Eddie. And then, the highlight was that James was drinking a beer out of a can, and they went over a speed bump, and he's like, it like hit his teeth, and he's like, oh, these fucking speed bumps ruining my holiday.
So then they go eat, and they're instantly wasted. Like, they go have dinner, we see them ordering, and then they're all just drunk as fuck.
Because they haven't been able to drink all season long, because Eddie makes them go to sleep, makes them leave at like 8:30.
So they're drunk, and Francesca's like, cheese to charter three. And Izzy's like, yeah, there's no getting away with anything on deck. It's like, uh-oh, this is going to get ugly fast.
Yeah, and then Elizabeth, they're like, wait a second, but there's someone missing. And we see like an empty chair where Shane would have been. And Elizabeth is like, how weird is it to think that there's going to be a stranger sitting in that chair? I'm like, not that weird. You guys have known each other for like 10 days. It's like,
yeah,
it seems pretty like, it seems like pretty,
you're all kind of strangers reasonable sitting expectation. In that chair. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like a very like realistic expectation that there will be someone new there next in like 3 days. Yeah.
So Rachel knocks over her drink and breaks the glass. And then Elizabeth is flirting with James because she's really drunk now. She's like, you like James? I really feel your energy. And he's like, energy? Ew. You know what? You're losing me with that energy thing. I'm not really very spiritual. I'm more physical. All right?
Yeah.
That's how I roll. And she's like, who says it has to be one or the other? You can be super physical and super spiritual.
Like, please remind me never to get drunk with Elizabeth. Like, I just don't want to have that conversation. It's just like the most annoying conversation of all time.
How's your spirit feeling right now? It's like, that's the last person you want to have sex with, too. Like, spiritual sex. Ugh.
She's like, sorry, that was that too much for you? I just blew his mind. I don't think James has enough of a mind to get blown.
So Eddie's like, how are you doing, Rachel? Because Rachel's just staring off into the ocean waiting for somebody to say, how you doing, Rachel? And so she's like, you know, I just want to have a life. I mean, I want a life. Like, I love Vincenzo. He's like my best mate.
Yeah. Okay? And then she starts talking to us and she starts crying. And Rachel is interesting because when she starts to cry, her voice completely changes. It gets like really deep. And she's like, I just want to have children with him. And he's the one person who makes me feel calm and collected, my best friend. I was like, who is this voice? Where did this voice come from?
And then she sings. She's like, he makes me feel calm. I don't know that.
Yeah, then she goes, ooh. I was like, is this planet Earth? I'm waiting for like a bird of prey a bird of paradise to land and do like a little dance for her. You know,
she's like the soundtrack to Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yeah. My favorite new song. Oh, wait, it hasn't aired yet tonight, this week. But listen for it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. So they leave and, you know, everyone's wasted. So they get back in the van and Aisling is with Elizabeth and James in a van. And Izzy's like, oh, my God, you gosh, do you think that Elizabeth would fuck James? And Izzy's like, of fucking course they would. They totally would. And so then Eddie is telling Francesca. He's like, Francesca, I would never fire you.
Yeah. And
I'm sorry. He's telling Izzy. No, he's telling Elizabeth. God, can we get different names? Eddie is telling Elizabeth, don't worry, Francesca would never fire you. And she's like, yeah, because you know what? I've been working so fucking hard.
And Rachel's in the back and she's losing her mind because she's wasted and she's angry. So she flops down like, oh my God, I can't listen to this bitch anymore. And then she's like, no one gives a fuck. Shut the fuck up. You want to be a yachty? Shut the fuck up. Suck it up. Who gives a fuck? It's not rank. It's not military. Get the fuck out there and do it. Which is funny given what happens later this episode.
Yeah. She's screaming, suck it up, while she's crying the entire episode.
Yeah.
So Eddie's like, wow, she's pretty combative when she drinks. And Rachel's like, shut the fuck up and get out of here. Suck it up, motherfucker, Vincenzo.
Oh, Vincenzo. So then James is like working out on the this is how early they're getting back to the boat that James still has like time to work out. Like it's like 7 o'clock. And then Elizabeth is FaceTiming with her friend saying, I just need my good vibes. And then she like goes up to James, like, this is my friend. And then they're like all FaceTiming and she's like, it's so cool because it feels like we're actually hanging out with her. It's like she's blown away by technology.
Yeah. So then Rachel is in Eddie's cabin, and she's like, can we switch cabins? I don't want to stay with Francesca. Like, there's so much happening in her department. Like, I can't, you know, why? And then Eddie's like, well, you know what? If you need me, I'm there for you. I'm there. But you cannot be in my cabin. But I'm there for you. And she's like, you don't have to be there.
They're basically just like drunk and having like sleepaway camp conversations.
Yeah.
So So Elizabeth and James are hanging out and stuff. And then Elizabeth is like, why do I have such a bad taste in my mouth about the conversation in the car with Rachel? Like, why do I have a bad taste? Did I do mustard gas again? Did I? Is that what it is?
And James is like, whatever, go to bed. And he says, you know, I like her, but I feel like I think I need to get to know her better. I was like, wow. If James is saying he thinks he needs to know somebody better before he gets, like, free sex, he really is not into that person anymore.
He's not into her at all. He's like, I just need to have a few days of not masturbating to really build up my horniness, and then I'll be ready, good to go.
Yeah. So 8 a.m., which is the first time, I think, in history that it's ever on the dot. It's like 8 a.m. on Below Deck. So everyone wakes up and starts doing their thing, and Ashley and Izzy are giving Elizabeth shit for possibly making out with James.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, did you hook up with him? Did you hook up? Did you guys hook up? You're ignoring the question. I'll see you, tech. And Rachel is hungover. And then the students are just like going through a list of all the stuff they have to do because the charter is starting tomorrow. So they have to like, you know, they just have to like go through a list of what they're going to do before work. And then there's someone needs to bleach a shirt. So Elizabeth she's like, hey, Francesca, like, how do I bleach a shirt? Was it with hot water or is it with cold water? And she's like, well, it should be, you should be using cold water, and then you should do it outside if you're using bleach, because it's bleach, and you can't do it in a confined space. Outside, bleach, outside, outside,
she
bleach.
Goes, she goes, but yeah, but what about the bleach? She goes, does it have instructions on it? And she's like, oh, whatever. So she takes this bucket of bleach and whatever else to the laundry room and just sets it on the floor. And then she goes over to talk to, then Izzy goes over to talk to James. And she's like, why are you so grunty? He's like, I'm hungover. Why are you so bloop? She's like, God.
Yeah. So then we're back in the down the crew mess where all the stews are ironing and cleaning and stuff. And Ashling is yawning and stuff. And Francesca's like, I think I'm just going to take a break. I'm feeling a little dizzy right now. And Ashling's like, me too. And Elizabeth is like, oh, you know what? I thought I was feeling dizzy and I thought it was because of last night. And then Ashling goes, you know, it looks kind of hazy in here now that I think about it. I'm like, get out of there. I'm like, we are watching three people getting poisoned to death on TV.
So she calls for help. Francesca calls for help. Then we go over to Captain in the bridge, and he's watching James, and he's like, James is watching something Izzy watched 5 minutes ago. Jesus Christ.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, my God. So he walks out there, and he's like, Izzy, didn't I see you washing this railing 5 minutes ago? And she's like, yes, anxiety, mommy and daddy. And then it's like, so then James, why are you washing it again? gotcha, don't have time for this right now.
It's because they don't have enough communication and they're leaving each other. All right, Jesus Christ.
So he walks off, and then the guy, I just call him Guy, the guy who's like Mario. Checking on the smells or whatever, he's like, I smell something solvent. I smell something. And Francesca's like, well, that's funny because we're not using chemicals. And he's like, but don't you smell that? I smell that. And he just keeps like sniffing through the boat.
I mean, what could it be? Because I did tell Elizabeth if she's going to use bleach, she has to do it outside. So naturally, the bleach is outside. There can't be anything possibly wrong in here.
Oh, so then the girls go out on the dock to take a break and eat some hummus as a snack. And she's like, yeah, you know, there's, you've got to tell the engineers if there's something going on with smells, girls. We just did the right thing, all right?
And then James is rinsing a railing again, and Captain Lee is like, oh my God, I'm going fucking nuts here. I mean, I'm losing my shit. I mean, that someone else just rinsed that. You can't rinse a railing twice. You can't have double rinsing. We all know this. First rule of yachting, no double rinsing.
This is like a half-empty Cheerios bowl. What the hell am I having to deal with here?
So Rachel calls Vincenzo, and she's like, can you lie here by chance? I'm dead serious, Vincenzo. I'm dead serious. And he's like, we're facing coronavirus. She's like, what?
I want you here, though. He's like, but they're closing. They're isolating the cities now. We can't do it. No meatball.
She's like, oh, what?
So then Elizabeth checks. She's like, So then Elizabeth gives her a hug, which is really nice. And Rachel's like, are you crying? No, I think I'm just getting poisoned by mustard gas. Just a weird reaction I have to the toxins.
Yeah, a side effect of mustard gas is singing.
So Elizabeth comes in and hugs her. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let's hug.
She's like, I'm just like, what the fuck am I even doing here? She's like, just think of it this way. It's almost done. She's like, I'm literally, you know what? I'm fine. Like, I'm fine. Like, literally, I'm fine.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Mario, the engineer, goes and tells Captain Lee that one of the girls was soaking clothes in bleach and it foamed up.
Because it was a bleach and soap mixture.
Yeah. And so Captain Lee's like, well, that's not good.
Yeah. And Izzy's like, don't worry, we're all going to have those moments. And Rachel goes, yeah, it's called menstruation. So then James calls his mom for like a very in-depth mother-son conversation. Yeah. And he's like, me and my mom have the same personality. It's like we're best friends. And he goes, mom, we're not even allowed to crack jokes here. And she's like,
well, no, it's a job, James.
It's a job. Just do your job and come home, James. Come, James.
And he's like, Eddie's like me dad. He gets mad about everything. And then that's the end of that scene.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. Mario's... like, how do they choose the people who are going to be the ones that call their mom all the time? I don't know. Do they audition for this role? Because he's kind of failing at it, I have to say.
Yeah. So then Mario, the engineer, sits down with Francesca and he's like, well, one of your staff was using bleach with soap and it made a gas. And they actually used it in World War II as mustard gas. So you can just always laugh. We'll laugh about this someday once we recover.
And Francesca's like, not ideal. But she's smiling because she can fire Elizabeth now. Yeah. And he's like, I already reported it to the captain. And she's like, well, this is a massive fuck-up. Not only is she making my department look incompetent, she's killing us with her incompetence. She's How like, can you not miss bleach and soap, though? Mix it. I mean, don't we all do that when we do laundry?
I mean, I never use bleach, so I actually don't have a lot of experience with it, but I'm generally afraid of it. I don't feel like it's safe to mix bleach with anything. Because I feel like I'm always going to create poison. I don't know what the rules are of what you can mix it with, but I'm pretty sure that if there is a safe use of bleach and soap, Elizabeth did not do it. Like, yeah, Elizabeth is like, wrong. At least she didn't use ammonia, you know, because remember there was like about 3 or 4 months ago, there was it Buffalo Wild Wings in New York? I think it was upstate New York, where like several people died because someone mixed bleach and ammonia in the kitchen, and it like they gassed themselves to death over there.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was a thing. I think it was So.
Oh wow! That's fun. So Francesca pulls Elizabeth aside, and she's like, "Well, I have to talk to Captain Lee now because of chemical warfare that you've unleashed on this boat." She's like, "Now listen here, Elizabeth Cater. All right, you're going down. You're going down to Chinatown."
Elizabeth, I know you're trying very hard, but you also just did a very realistic reenactment of World War II in the galley. And I do appreciate that we got to play the Allies in the scenario. However, we also would like to live. So
listen here, all right? We cannot afford Ron Howard to come in and direct the rest of your time on this boat. All right.
Listen, I loved the opening to Saving Private Ryan as much as everyone else. However, I would not like to reenact that in the galley. Okay.
Oh, listen, we'd like to keep this more Forrest Gump. And wait, who directed for it? That was Robert Zemeckis. Never mind.
I'd like to keep this more Forrest Gump than that really dreary HBO movie with Tom Hanks.
Yes.
That's escaping my name. Sons of Our Fathers or whatever it's called. It was boring.
Yeah. So Elizabeth is like, oh, but this is crazy because like I've used soap and bleach before on boats. And she's like, well, not in a confined area. And I told you to not be in a confined area. You should have confirmed it with me. And she's like, but it's a mistake. She's like, well, it was a mistake. You're right about that, gas lady.
I feel like you're gaslighting me. Please don't say that word around me right now. Also, like, how is it then if you've had all this experience mixing bleach with soap before, why were you asking if you should use it with hot or cold water? Why were you asking bleach questions then?
Yeah. And she's like, well, I mean, I admit I made a mistake, but other chief stews I've gotten along with in the past would never hold it against me like this. I'm like, are they dead?
Did you try to poison them? Did you like make napalm instead? What sort of like warfare did you unleash on the galley? Man, that could make a difference. Because if you just made like a simple pepper spray, I'm sure it was benign. But if you were making, I don't know, nerve gas or something like that, then there may be a different response.
Yeah, not good. So Francesca's like, you know, and I gave you those stripes, and now I'm starting to regret it because it reflects on me. She's like, please, please, can we work it out? Please don't fire me, God, please.
She's also saying, wow, that was borderline Roger Rabbit right there.
Please, I didn't mean to make the muscle gas, Eddie. Please.
Is that another Robert Zemeckis movie?
It is. All comes together.
Look at this, guys.
But I like it. Elizabeth is like, at this point, I'm like walking on eggshells, as if she's the victim here. You gassed the crew.
So then Francesca's talking to Rachel, and she goes, today, she mixed bleach with soap. And Rachel's like, oh my god. She's like, well, I don't know whether to keep her for the next charter. And she's like, well, if you replace her, I support you because we were dealt those cards, so let's just fold them and go again. And she's just trying to be supportive because Francesca's always coming to her with this.
But at the same time, I was like really happy because I was like, I felt like, again, this was the evolution of Francesca I wanted to see. It was her just becoming bitter and being like, my fucking second stew. Like, rather than being like cheery and being like, all right, well, ladies, she's like, she mixed soap with bleach, the fucking soap with fucking bleach, you know? Yeah. So I like watching her growing bitterness. So either way, Rachel's like, I'll support you, yeah, and everything. So then Francesca like goes off somewhere else, and then Elizabeth goes up to Rachel and is like, am I getting fired? Do you know if I'm getting, am I going to get fired? And then Rachel's like, I don't know. And then Rachel's basically just like trying to like, it's just like,
she's being put in the middle. Right. So she's just like, what up? You know, she doesn't even want to be there, and she has to listen to all this drama from these two ladies. So Francesca goes up to Captain Lee and she's like, well, Elizabeth is not pulling away and following through. And he's like, oh, really? How many times does she hold down a goddamn railing? Because if it's twice, she's out. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah. So, basically he's like, she wants to get a new stew. And he's like, well, unfortunately, we don't have enough time to get a new stew before the next charter. I mean, look, the next charter is tomorrow. So clearly we will not be losing any more personnel between today and tomorrow. So that's just a given, right?
Yeah, so deal with it. Suck it up, Buttercup. So she's like, well, I understand, but it's kind of annoying. I have to pull more weight. It's kind of not fair, which I don't ever like hearing from a boss. It's not fair. So Elizabeth goes to Rachel, or she's still talking to Rachel. And she's like, Francesca isn't going to want someone on her team that she has, like, a feeling about. She, like, has a feeling about me. She doesn't like me. Well, I think, like, one side of her likes me, but, like, the twin virgin other part of her doesn't like me. You know what I mean? And Rachel's like,
she has two sides, and I would, like, tried really hard to, like, I tried really hard to get rid of one side by gassing it to death. So that way there's only one side left, but it didn't really work.
I'm going to try botulism next. Could you help me out with that?
So Rachel's like, well, you know, if you've got a problem, then I guess you should just talk to Captain Lee about it. Just trying to get it off of her hands.
Just
right?
Trying to get out of, yeah, she's just trying to get rid of Elizabeth.
But Francesca walks out right when she says that, so she hears it. And Rachel's like, oh, shit. Vincenzo.
And then Elizabeth is like, Francesca, can I talk to you? And she's like, no. You can't talk to me, which was like, I was like, ooh, I feel like I'm getting like little hints of Hannah in here, you know, like,
yeah. So like, oh, I'm really disappointed in Rachel. So Elizabeth goes up to the captain. It's like, Captain? He's like, yes. It's like, I just want to know what's happening. Like, am I getting fired? Like, what the hell? He's like, not right now, but your future depends on a young boy with a certain talent that the world doesn't understand yet. She's like, E.T.? He's like, no, just do a better job cleaning toilets, all right, or you're out.
So so then Francesca is just like miserable. She's miserable that she had this amazing opportunity to fire Elizabeth and she doesn't get to. And so she's downstairs in the crew mess, like she's working on something, and James comes up with a bag of laundry and he's like, hey, where can I set this chest? And she's like, maybe the fridge. And he's like, well, where do you want it? She goes, where do you think laundry goes, James? What do you think? And he's like, oh, I'm not getting upset. You're asking stupid questions and being an ass, James. She just like had it.
Yeah, she's like, do not talk to me like that, James. And he's like, God, she's taking everything so seriously. Don't talk to me like that.
I wish she'd show more personality. From now on, she doesn't exist to me, which I'm like, you know, compared to last season, it's really nothing. But it's also kind of like a well-worn trope about like how men treat women in the office.
Oh, you should smile more, honey. You should smile more, honey.
Yeah. Why don't you smile more like Brian last season?
So then Rachel goes to Francesca, basically. And she's like, listen, I'm sorry. She's like, oh, nope, I've had enough. I heard what you were saying, and now I don't trust you. You know, you don't have my back. She doesn't have my back. It's almost like nobody has my back. And Rachel just goes, oh, well, whatever. And just leaves and closes the door behind her.
So now it's time for the preference sheet meeting. And it's a guy named Brian Guarnieri, who's the top realtor in North Carolina. And he's bringing a whole bunch of guys. It'd be Greg and Morgan and someone named Wycliffe. I don't know who names their son Wycliffe. I've never even heard that name before, but we are about to meet Wycliffe for the first time.
Yeah, and they're like, well, this sounds fun. And the captain's like, well, you won't be saying that after you start reading these preference sheets. And they all look at him and all at the same time go, whoa.
Yeah, they're like, ugh. And so Captain Lee's going through it. The list goes on and on and on. We want a trampoline. We want seahorses. We want gold flowing in on unicorns.
A wild boar caviar. They want... I put cruising lobster. I don't know what that means.
Lobster that is actively cruising other lobsters. A horny lobster that we have to actually create a small little sauna for the lobsters, so that way they can cruise each other inside it.
We want a grinder lobster. All right. And then we want Spanish food. Now, Spanish, not Mexican. And then they want a Viva La France dinner with 10 courses. And Rachel's just looks so furious. She's so rolling her eyes. And Francesca's like, well, their preference sheet is crazy, but it's yachting, right? No request is too massive, unless it's please clean the cupboard. Apparently we can't get that one done. Right?
And Rachel just goes, eat my cooter. That's disgusting. You pay me $16,000 a month to be your private chef in Monaco. Until then, I don't play that game. So no, I'll buy the flight home. I enjoy it. I'll start packing now. And I was like, this isn't real, right? Like, she just
being hyperbolic. It seemed like she was just being like, fuck them. You know, I'm not going to fucking do that, you assholes. And they're all just staring at her. And so she goes, I'm sorry, but suck my dick. And Eddie's like, whoa. Yeah. And the captain's like, well, why don't we talk to them and see if they're as ostentatious as they are on paper? And she goes, go fuck yourself.
He goes, well, I'd rather not do that. I've already felt pretty fucked watching James wash that railing 3 times.
She goes, no, 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 not you. I love you. I love you guys. And he goes, well, I'm glad to hear that. And she's like, I mean, I respect you guys, but that bullshit, I'm out. I'll start packing now. Dead serious. Dead serious. I'm out. Packing.
And Captain Lee's not going to beg for anyone. He's not going to deal with this bullshit. So he goes, well, you got to do what you got to do, and I'll do what I got to do. And he just walks away like, God.
Damn it. God, my day just got shittier.
And she's like, I don't play that game. You know what? Shove that up your ass. Dead serious. I make more money sitting at home. All right? Because Vincenzo throws quarters at my head and makes me sing his favorite song.
This preference sheet is ridiculous, and I have to walk away. I'm sorry, I love you, but eat my cooter. Shove that up your ass.
Eat my cooter. All...
And Francesca's just like her head is just going down. Like, I wish the gas had taken me out when I had the chance.
Yeah. So Elizabeth asks Eddie what's going on, and Eddie's like, well, this is going to be a tough charter. She's out. She's quitting, sounds like it. And then the captain calls Rachel up, and so she comes up, and he's like, listen, this is as fatherly as I'm going to be. I'm going to put my elbow on the table. Look at that. Don't I look like a dad in one of those picture frames at Target? Okay, here we go. Now, listen, I'm not looking forward to these guys, but just because they asked for it doesn't mean they're going to get it, all right? We're in the middle of the Caribbean. Now, that being said, will you do dinner and lunch on day one? And she's like,
get a boat right now. She goes, look, I'm putting you in a rock and a hard place now, and I respect that. And then an alarm goes off. Like, it just goes, beep, beep, beep. The captain's like, can someone check that alarm, please? Anyone at all? Is everyone alive down there? Did Elizabeth go near the bleach again? Anyone?
Rachel's like, look, I know I'm leaving you in a hard place in Iraq, but I respect you, and I would love to work under you as my captain, but can I just go pack? Can I just go pack now?
And he's just like, the beeping is still going, so he stands up to go deal with it, and like, he pats her on the shoulder and gives her this like, really, like, fuck you smile, and he goes, like, I don't already have enough to deal with, you know, like,
yeah,
like, I thought his smile right there was so classic, because he is just, you know, that in his mind, he's like, this fucking asshole,
yeah,
leaving me, like, the day before, so self-centered, so obnoxious, like, as if she thinks she is ever going to work under me again, when she says that, like, I'd love to work under you again, like, oh, wow, like, the amount of time you were never working under
she's
Captain
she's never
Lee
gonna
again.
Work who is she gonna work for again? Who would hire you after this?
Yeah, that was it was so I was mad at her as like a viewer, as like a fan, to be like, why are you leaving us in the lurch like this? But I was also mad, like, this was such an obnoxious move on her part. Like, it was I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, I loved it, of course, because I thought it was so entertaining how she did it.
Yes, it was entertaining, but it was also, like, terrible.
And I was still thinking at this point, well, surely she's going to come back. Like, she's off a rocker. She said earlier she's going so crazy on the phone and crying because she's, like, PMSing, which, as a guy, you would never be like, oh, that's probably PMS. But she said, like, it's menstruation. Or, like, maybe she's just going through a really rough time. Who knows? But I thought surely they'll be able to talk her down and she'll come back and be completely normal. Because when she was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy, I thought she was acting really weird, because on this show, she's, like, so fun, but on that show, she seemed really, like, held back and almost like she didn't want to be there. Like, why am I here? And now I can see she's probably like, why are they calling me on here? I said fuck you to everyone and quit the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because that's what usually happens. The below deck people who get fired or have, like, a bitter departure are always like super cold on Watch What Happens. They get so, they really hold on to it. So we should have probably told, we should have been able to figure it out. Like that, things did not end well with her. So then,
yeah,
Eddie
but
is
who
sitting,
would guess? It's like she's the favorite chef, so everybody loves her. Like
she's like
the best
chef of all time.
She's talented. She's, yeah.
Well, so. We knew, right? Didn't we? Wasn't it last week's episode where she made a dinner and Captain Lee was like, "I have to say, she's like one of the best chefs we've ever had," or something. Like, he said something like that, where you're like, "Uh oh," you know?
Yeah.
So then Eddie is talking with Izzy, and he's like, "Well, the provisions are so insane that Rachel's quitting." Oh, you know. And then we cut to Rachel, and she's like packing, and she's like, "I'm tired. You can eat my ass, okay?" And then she turns to the camera, and she's like, "In your best interest, I think you should call your hounds. That's not cool." And then it's like giving him the finger, like,
yeah,
"Get out of my face."
Yeah, she's sticking her finger like right in the camera, telling him to fuck off.
Is she mad at them? She wasn't fired. You're the one who quit.
She's a nightmare. She's not a nice girl. You are not a nice girl. Okay.
Well, maybe she felt like she was being set up by production. Maybe she felt like all these requests were production trying to set her up to fail on camera. And that's maybe that was the source of her real anger, you know?
Maybe, but she's friends with Kate Chastain. She said on the show that she's friends with Kate and they've worked together a bunch. Like, you'd think she would know what she's getting into, you know?
And she also has been on reality TV before.
I mean, kind of, like for 5 seconds. But so yeah. Eddie's like, they're getting her luggage and stuff. And Francesca's like, "We'll take care of them." And she's like, "I'm sorry, but I draw the line." And she's just like kind of trying to storm out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie's like, "Well, we need you. And if you're going to bounce, you obviously never cared in the first place. And that fucking sucks."
Yeah. And then Kathleen's like, "In 35 years of being a captain, I've never had to tell a guest that your charter is canceled. Mainly on behalf of our railing that's been overwashed and now has corroded away. But now I have a chief stew and a second stew that clearly aren't getting along, and then my chef splits. I don't know what I'm going to do."
And then it just ends with Rachel going, "Eat my cooter."
I am really fast. And we didn't even get to see what's happening next week, right? There were no previews for next week.
No, I don't think so.
I hate when they do that. I hate that. It's so mean, Bravo.
That makes me think that she's going to be back, that she doesn't really leave, because
yeah,
maybe they just had her in the clip package or something. I don't know. But
that's what I'm thinking that too. Well, but because they left it with this tease of like that Captain Lee might have to cancel the charter. So they also couldn't really, if the charter gets, if they do a previews, then they can't. Then we're not in suspense over whether or not the charter gets canceled.
Oh, that's true. And this is also Corona, so I don't know how, because they keep talking about how Corona's spreading everywhere, right? It's in every episode. Yeah. So I wonder if now is when it hits and they have to stop production or something. I have no idea, but
yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Really good episode, guys.
It was really good. It was really, really good.
Yeah, I hope she comes back, because wow, what
I hope
a,
so too.
She's great on TV. I need to have her on this show.
And she's also seems like a really good chef. So I don't want her to leave. Rachel, come back. Rachel,
and I'd
from
love
the past,
to see them tell
back.
The guests, like, "No, we're not doing this. Okay? You're not, you don't get to get all this stuff." So it would be fun for them to tell the guests that for once.
Yeah. Someone tell Wickle or whatever his name was, that Wickliffe. That he cannot have the boar.
Well, everybody, that brings us to the end of Bloedick. We will be back tomorrow with a bonus episode, and we'll be back Thursday and Friday with Salt Lake City, Southern Charm, Orange County. Lots of stuff still coming up this week, so stay with us, okay? We sure love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Mitchells.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie, higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
He makes us squee. Richie D.
The Bay Area Betches.
Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.